It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. Usually she is over there somewhere that I get to play guess the country. But I have it on good authority that she is still over here with news of over there. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, absolutely. As always, perfect guess. But from over here, some news concerning the United Kingdoms, because the deadline for the Brexit agreement is approaching and things are right now accelerating in spite of some big issues still on the way. Let's just talk about what happened in the past few days, because this is what is the most acute at the moment. Theresa May, Prime Minister of the UK, has reached an agreement with the European Union. It's an agreement that entails many compromises, and this is why the situation in England is very tense at the moment. Because of those compromises, two members of Theresa May's cabinet have resigned. They quit because they have the feeling that what this agreement is about is not what the people voted for when they wanted a Brexit, and they can't basically sign for this agreement. Now, this is very problematic for Theresa May, because now this agreement has to be completely and fully approved in England, as well as in the European Union. And if she doesn't have enough voices, then she will be back to the beginning with a Brexit that has no agreement. For that, she needs the voices of the DUP, which is the Democratic Unionist Party from Northern Ireland. And as we have talked about this previously, Jill, Northern Ireland is one of the biggest issue in this agreement, because of what kind of borders they would have with the European Union. They are very disappointed, apparently, about this agreement, and while they still want to back her up, there is a problem of confidence, there is a problem of trust, and she at the moment cannot count on every voice. What also came up this week was the problem that Spain has with this agreement. Because if one read this agreement perfectly, it would mean that Spain would have to deal with the European Union concerning the Gibraltar issue that there is since already many, many years with the UK. And Spain doesn't want that. Spain would like to have the possibility to deal about this problem with the United Kingdoms directly, without making that a European Union issue, which potentially could become much more complicated, because as we know, then you have many more voices that could give their opinion and put their veto, etc. So why is that such a problem? It's because Gibraltar is a very important strategic place, both for Spain and for the UK. And the UK certainly doesn't want to lose that that spot, especially considering that in 1967, the people in Gibraltar refused to leave basically the England with 99.6%. So that was a very clear result for them to stay in the under the governance of the UK. Though this was in 1967, which is also a very long time ago, one never knows exactly what would happen today. In any case, this has been brought up also this week and is a condition from Spain in order to fully approve this Brexit agreement. So as we can see, there are a few stone on the way that are still to be dealt with. And the problem of Theresa May is also to have lost tremendously support in her country from the people, but also from the members of her own cabinet. And what is a pity in a way is how she is trying to get again some approval from the public opinion by making comments that are clearly anti-Europe and anti-European workers. So I would like to quickly read what she said this week. It will no longer be the case that EU nationals, regardless of the skills or experience they have to offer, can jump the queue ahead of engineers from Sydney or software developers from Delhi. So this expression, jump the queue, has been perceived very badly from Europe. As the European members working in England are already facing a lot of aggression, and of course, when also this aggression is in a way supported by the Prime Minister herself, by telling in such a general way that they have been jumping the queue, which might be true for some, but not necessarily, and for sure not for the majority. This has been a very undiplomatic way to deal with this topic, but it of course speaks to a certain base and give her maybe a few more positive points in a time where she is under a lot of pressure and needs to basically find some allies inside the government as well as outside with her own image. That would be for England. And now, very briefly, I would like also to mention the difficulties that President Macron is having in France with some protesters that call themselves the Gilet Jaune, which means yellow vests, who are protesting against higher tax on gasoline and are making a lot of trouble in France because it's basically more people than I think President Macron was expecting, and they are blocking roads and they are trying to organize protests all over France. This is interesting on many levels, but I'm just going to mention one, and it's the gap that one has between the obligations of the governments in the world, not only in France, to try to take the right decisions concerning the environment and how to decrease the CO2 and how to make sure that the climate changes are not going to accelerate in the near future, and the realities of countries which are basically price based, and for many people, like France is showing now, the daily issues definitely come before the environment, and therefore they do not want any tax increase on fuel. And I think that this kind of gap, this kind of almost paradox, are the one that governments in the world will have increasingly to deal with.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.